Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Not much.
It's Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
There's no song about Sunday yet.
I know. I was just thinking we need Rebecca Black to come out with a Sunday song.
She should come out with a song for every day of the week.
And then she'd have an album.
She would.
That would be great.
Yeah. And then she can start doing the different times.
Oh, different times of the day. That could be
morning,
also good.
Morning,
yeah.
Morning, gotta get
oh, wait, did
the
someone...
Morning.
Did someone... No, okay.
What's that?
We're not in the real show yet, so I don't have to worry about all those details.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about when I say Friday.
Okay, I'm not going to do it right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Sorry, I was trying to get something triggered.
When we get into the show.
All right.
Wait, what did you just say?
White people are so...
Triggered.
Oh, okay.
Triggered. I said triggered. Anyway, this week on the Derek and Kay Show, I got nothing. What do you got?
Okay. Well, I got some things. That's probably a good thing.
Actually, I do have something. I just wanted to be funny.
We have lots of stuff.
I have annoying commercials, part deux.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Those are really fun.
They are fun.
Definitely enjoy those. Well, you know, as always, I have weird news, and some of the headlines are strippers are strip search in Florida.
Strippers are strip search?
Starting
to say that
say.
Three
I
times
know, right?
fast.
Yeah.
Strippers are strip searched. Strippers are strip searched. Strippers are
in
strip
Florida,
searched.
Of all places.
In Florida, of course.
Shocking.
Shocking. Well, I've got more of the best of Craigslist that I didn't get to last week.
Oh, I love the best of Craigslist.
I love the best of Craigslist. I love the best of Craigslist.
I have, this is kind of a sad headline, but police in Georgia shut down a girls' lemonade stand.
Again?
Again? Did we do this one?
I think that's happened before.
This was new for this week.
Wow. That's been more than once.
You're not thinking of the Girl Scout cookies? Because the police shut that down. I think we did that a while ago. That was kind of funny.
It might have been.
I love, aren't there bigger crimes that they could be doing? But anyway.
It might have been the Girl Scout cookies. Oh, man. And I got 10 artistic careers with the biggest futures. It's a list.
Oh, I like lists. Lists are fun.
I got some more of the list, too.
And I have a foursome that tried to take some art at an Ohio Taco Bell.
Another Taco Bell story?
Another Taco Bell story.
Oh, run for the border.
I know.
Is that it?
Oh, that's my three, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And finally, oh, that's it?
My first three was nothing,
okay.
So I'm counting that as one.
Okay.
All right.
I'll press the button now.
All right, it's time to start the show.
All right, let's get it going.
This is... Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Let's get retarded. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice beaver.
Winning.
Oh, my Christ on the cross.
Hi.
Can
you please help me?
Wow, winning.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is July 17th, 2011.
It is.
I am Derek. Right over there is Kay.
And I'm chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know, I thought of it really quick because I really didn't have a name prepared. And then I thought maybe it could be some sort of...
Some chocolate ice cream.
Six. But twisted, affectionate name that my husband could call me.
Does he actually call you that?
No, but it could be.
It could be.
It could be. I don't want to give him any ideas.
I can see that being kind of cute.
You know, there's always those funny nicknames that maybe the white husband would give the African-American
oh,
wife.
Oh, no. That's...
like brown sugar, chocolate ice
yeah.
cream.
It's a little questionable. I guess there's certain people
maybe.
That could probably get away with that. What's that?
Nothing.
I didn't catch that.
not good.
Wow.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show via many routes, one being your cell phone. Call us on your iPhone, your Palm Pixie.
Yeah.
Old as the hardware may be.
I know.
At 661-467-2416. Follow our Tumblr at tumblr.com/DK Radio Show. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/DK Radio and email us at DKRadioShow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Yeah.
Not on the Google Plus yet. You are, though.
I am on the Google Plus. It is definitely interesting.
It seems like
it's going to be
a club that I can't get in right now.
Well, it's not really officially open. I guess it's just beta. And I don't think I have an invite yet to invite people. But it seems kind of cool. You can create circles. I mean, it's very Facebook-like, but there's some things that are a little bit different. Like, you can have hangouts, which are kind of interesting, like, are, like, real-time. It's like everybody's, like, you can hang out with, like, a circle of people, and you can have, like,
do
video chatting.
They all have to be there? It's like a chat room?
Yeah, it's like kind of like a chat room. And, but it's
like a chat room.
It's a lot.
When was the last time you were actually in a chat room?
Gosh, I can't even remember. I don't think I ever did any of that stuff.
You don't? You never did any of that stuff?
But
you were never on AOL and had to go in a chat room?
No, I don't remember ever doing anything like that.
I was a chat room host.
Oh, you were a chat room host?
Yes.
Well, you got to keep the room clean, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
I was a chat room host in the room classical chat.
Oh. So you had to kick out all, like, the dirty people and stuff like that?
Yes. If they started to talk about rock and roll or something like that, I had to kick them out.
Oh, right out.
No, it was like I was a chat room host and moderator.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It was the worst thing ever. I wish I hadn't done it.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Well, the Google Plus thing, it's kind of weird. Like, you'll just, you know how people, like, respond to your post on Facebook? Like, and everybody's, it's kind of like that kind of thing happening, but it's a little bit more real time, which is kind of weird.
So now you get twice as many annoying notifications.
I don't have it set up to get the notifications.
Oh,
though.
You don't? Oh,
yeah, because
okay.
That'd be a little bit crazy. But I don't know.
Facebook's okay with the notifications. Sometimes I hate getting an email if someone's joined me to a group.
Oh, yeah.
And then every time someone posts to that group, I get an email and I get so irritated. I'm like, I just got an email for no reason.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or people that invite you to things that you can't possibly go to.
That irritates me more than anything.
On the other side of the world, you know.
Yes.
And then you get the message. And
they're like, such and such has invited you to
really nice.
See this performance in California.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to get out there.
I'm like, hold on. Let me check my calendar. Oh, yeah. I don't live in California. I can't effing go to your stupid performance.
Right. It's in 2 days. I'm not going to just drop everything and fly out.
On Virgin Airlines.
Oh, I made it. Yeah. Jeez.
They're like, Kay, oh, my God. I didn't think you would come. You invited
me,
didn't
there's
you?
No way,
You invited me.
Yeah.
So now I'm here.
I bet there's a crazy person like that that
can
goes to everything they're invited to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet there's somebody that goes to, like, you know, there's a tea party in Iceland. Come.
Okay.
I'm here. Susie. Oh, my God. It's been like 5 years. You invited me to your tea party on Facebook, remember? On Facebook.
All bags under the eyes from just traveling all over the place.
Arms full of bags, full of luggage.
Yeah.
I can imagine that as that one person. There's always some
crazy
person.
There's got to be some crazy person like that that's, like, Facebook obsessed.
Because remember that one person, that, like, astronaut woman who drove all the way across the country
with
a diaper on to, like,
right.
be with a man or something?
Oh, my gosh. It's, yeah. She had she pooped in the car. Yeah.
I don't understand why you wouldn't stop to go to the restroom.
Oh, my gosh. That's just gross.
Like, it takes 5 minutes to stop and do your business.
She wanted to get there as fast as possible.
It's so insane.
Yeah.
Like, just keep driving? But she had to stop for gas, right?
I would imagine so.
So why not make it a double duty?
I'm sure you could stick...
No
could
pun
stick,
intended.
Right. I'm sure you could stick the thing with the gas and get that going while you're, pinching a loaf and then you're back.
I don't like doing that. I don't like putting the little lock on the gas thing.
Oh, really? I'm always doing that.
Do you? You just wait?
Yeah, I wedge the cap in there. No, I don't hold the thing. I, like, do other things.
What do you do? Well,
I'll put
the
cap in, I'll check the oil, I'll, like, get back in the car.
Oh, you do all that business.
I don't know. I'll do something else. I don't need to hold the thing like that's my job.
I do that. I stand there and I hold it and I look at that and I look
forever.
I look behind me, I look at the thing and I look back and forth. And then I look at the thing and I look back and forth. See how much money I'm spending and I look back and forth. And then I turn around again, and then it's done.
Why do you have to look for it? You can just look at the numbers.
I don't know.
Back and forth.
Maybe because I whip my hair back and forth.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
Right. I wish I had that.
I wish I had that too. Although I could probably bring it up. That's a really annoying song.
That is. It is pretty annoying. What's his name's daughter?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith or
oh,
whatever.
Oh yeah. And how old is this little punk?
I think it's a girl.
That's well, same. That's what I mean.
Oh, there's a commercial before the video. Fail. I can't believe it. Is a commercial for?
I hate
oh,
when
it's like
commercials
a
now.
Drugstore commercial.
Yeah.
They're like, I save this much money at such as it's just. Oh, it's a Rite Aid commercial. Yeah, I whip my hair back and forth. This is a. Oh, here's the video. Oh, there's some stuff going on before the song starts. It's a really annoying song, but for some reason, it's very popular.
It is very popular.
Why is
this
that?
This is a long intro.
It's a really long intro. She's got like a crazy hairstyle, and she's got like a old style boombox, but it's all blinged out, and there's people. And they're all wearing white. Oh, she's dipping her hair in paint. What the?
There you go.
This can't be a more annoying song. All right. We're not even going to play this for like
wow.
a minute. That's it. That's finished.
It's pretty good.
No, it's not good.
It's pretty good.
That's
I
the
mean.
Point. Hey, you know, can I have some of those peanuts?
Oh, sure. Let me go get those.
I don't know why we keep going with this gag every week. But I do enjoy the shelled peanuts.
Yeah, let me get
really
you a bowl for those.
It tastes just like peanut butter. Oh, you gotta get a special bowl for the shells here. I love peanuts. Does anybody out there love peanuts? Call in.
All right.
There's no one listening anyway, so no one's gonna call in. Right, I'm now negative.
Bowl.
I'm negative Nancy now.
Well, we gotta get someone to call in. Here's a bowl you can put those things in. A little
is
dirty.
Julie listening? She's our number one sheet.
She's actually at a dance. She's missing the show.
Well, then no one's listening.
We could be talking about her.
We could be talking. Let's talk about her.
That's kind of fun. Let's talk about Julie.
And her bunnies.
And how much she loves bunnies.
She loves bunnies.
She actually doesn't have any bunnies.
Well,
she grew up with bunnies.
She did?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she have any bunnies now?
She's got a hamster.
So
Bellini the hamster.
Why, would the bunny eat the hamster? Is there some sort of a problem?
I don't think it's like something like that we got to watch out for.
Why doesn't she have a bunny then?
I think it's the responsibility thing.
She can't handle it.
Maybe Bellini the hamster is listening to our show, and that's our only listener. Is that what they sound like? I don't even know.
I don't think they make a noise like that.
Hey, if you've seen this video, speaking of animals, segue. Have you heard of, I forgot about this like last month, but it's really good, the eHarmony video about the girl who likes cats?
Yes, I've seen it.
I think we should play this.
It's really insane. It's definitely a joke, but it's funny still.
Yeah, I don't know if they were really that clear on it, but it's whether it is or not, it's just, she's
it's gotta be.
Really
There's
interesting.
There's no way it's real.
Hello, my name is Debbie. This is my first attempt.
She got the little girl voice.
At a eHarmony video. My first time at online dating. So I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just going to start talking about what I like mm-hmm. and hope I get some replies. So I am a recent MBA grad from Villanova. I
seems somewhat
love
normal.
Cats. I just sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
She's doing the fanning thing.
Sorry. I really love cats. And I just want to hug all of them, but I can't, because that's crazy. I can't hug every cat. But I just want to. I want to.
I
want to
hug
I
every
just,
cat.
I get, anytime I hear cat, I love cats.
I wonder if she got any responses.
I would cry. So anyway, I am a cat lover, and I love to run.
So, you know...
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats.
Oh, there she goes again. So, you know, our friends, the Gregory brothers...
Why is it always the cats?
About how many don't have a home.
Who do the songs of... What was the song they did? The auto-tune song? Some of the big ones?
Oh,
Now I'm completely blanking on all of them.
Hey, can you hold on for just one moment?
Okay.
Hello, you're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Hi there, brown sugar.
Oh, awesome. There's the call I've been waiting for.
Hello. I want to talk about some eating peanuts. I like to eat peanuts.
I like to eat.
Do you?
Yes, I'm eating peanuts right now.
I was just eating some peanuts as well with my friend.
You were?
Yeah, we were talking about how they're a good snack because they're satisfying. They fill you up and they're good for you.
And they taste just like peanut butter.
Yeah, and they're good and salty. And it's great.
They are good. Are you eating the...
These aren't salty.
Yeah.
So what... Tell me about your nuts. Are you having ones that are shelled or salted or what? Uh-oh, did I say something wrong? I forgot to just delay. Well, I was asking about your nuts.
He wanted you to describe your nuts.
My nuts?
Yeah,
round.
What are you enjoying?
They're large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bounce around pretty good. How are your nuts?
Are they shelled or are they salted or what?
Oh, there's a good amount of sodium on them, yeah.
Ew.
There's a lot, probably some potassium as well.
Mm.
It's good, you know, it's all good for you.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
How do you like your nuts?
Mine?
Brown sugar? Yeah.
In the shell.
In the shell?
Yeah.
You like them salted or unsalted?
Unsalted.
Roasted?
Roasted.
Do you like them with the shells on?
Well, I like to take the shell off.
Yeah, but they like to leave that little film on the peanut. It's kind of good.
Do you like to suck on your balls before you eat them?
No, I don't. I don't. I just...
Who said anything about balls?
I know. Who said anything about that?
Oh, you're nuts? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you just said we're talking about nuts.
I'm really confused.
Yeah.
I got confused with the conversation.
So where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from Mansfield, Massachusetts.
Oh,
fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you listening to the show with anyone else?
Yeah, with my friends. We saw it on air. We thought we'd listen to it.
That's great.
Well, that's great.
And we were eating peanuts, and you said to call, so.
Damn it.
You are eating peanuts, yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. We also noticed there was a large amount of la-la-la-ing at the introduction. I don't know what that was all about.
Oh, well, sure. Well, there's...
La-la-la-la-la-la.
There's just been a lot of...
Yeah, what's that?
I don't have anything to do with the intro,
there's been a lot
way.
Of peach wins lately.
This is now becoming the inside baseball
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone listening. It's just a little tournament we have going on every week that Peach is winning, I must say.
Are you winning?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what that means, but that sounds interesting.
Well, you'll see tonight.
All right, well, I'll let you guys do your show, but you said to call in about peanuts. So,
all right.
Now I know how you like your nuts.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, honey.
Anytime there, chocolate ice cream.
Oh,
right.
There we go. Nice.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I like he's mixing it up.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Bye.
Anytime.
Take it easy. We'll see you later. Oh, that was
awesome.
It's
a long time to hang up.
That finally came around. That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah,
within
it was a quick
like 15
turnaround.
Minutes. There you go. You got your call. And,
yeah, we got my call. People were listening. You know, who knows? Because I thought we were just talking to ourselves. Anyway, you want to take a short break and
well,
then we'll.
Let me just finish playing
something.
This while we're on this topic, and then we'll take.
Oh,
a break.
Oh, you had something else.
Well,
I
we're
talking.
So we're playing this. We were playing the eHarmony clip with Debbie here about you know how much she likes cats.
Yeah, she's my friend Debbie.
She really likes cats. It's somewhere in there.
Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Did they auto-tune
so
her?
So they auto-tune her, just like all of our other favorite YouTube videos.
Yes.
The Gregory Brothers have given us this fantastic piece.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just
the video is pretty good, too.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't get hug every cat.
It's pretty catchy, too.
Every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover, and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being a bad cat. I guess I really love cats. I'm being a bad cat again.
That's basically it. I just wanted to mention that
wow.
before we go to break. Another one by the
is something I tell you
Gregory
that right
Brothers.
Now.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Gregory Brothers are amazing.
They're doing good work. Yeah,
dude, we can't get through a show nowadays without talking about Nyan Cat.
It's really awesome.
Like seriously.
Oh, there you go.
Can't get through a show without talking about Nyan Cat. Why? It's so stupid.
It's really great.
And I mentioned to you that I made this my ringer and no one's called me since. It was like 4 days ago. No one. Not one person.
I don't understand that. I should give you a call, but I have a different ringer.
You have a different ringer, so it won't matter.
Well, let's use this to go out on a break.
All right.
Yen Cat's amazing.
All right, I'll fade it out for you.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Aaron A. Show.
Barbecue foot massage. Jones barbecue foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Take my money, pay me, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Aaron Kim A Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Oh, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it's The Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back. You can contact The Derek and Kay Show by giving us a call at 661-467-2416. Email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a book on Facebook. That's facebook.com/dkradio, or do a search for The Derek and Kay Show. Follow our Tumblr at tumblr.com/dkradioshow. And follow us at Twitter at the same handle, dkradioshow. Give us a tweet. Not that I'm logged into Twitter right now.
The Twitter.
Yeah. I exit out for I whip my hair back and forth.
Oh, that's a good one. I do like that.
Good one.
Such a great song.
I'm logging back in.
It's really fantastic.
Not that anyone's tweeting us.
No one's tweeting us?
No.
So we should go with some weird news?
Yes, it's time for the weird news.
All right.
Exciting.
Great. Good times. Well, I have one from Florida. Shocking.
Shocking.
Well, as I mentioned before,
nothing strange happens in Florida.
Earlier this week, Daytona Beach, Florida, agreed to pay $195,000 settlement for four exotic dancers and two female bartenders that were illegally strip searched. These strippers were strip searched. Now,
why?
Well, it was a drug raid, and the strippers were strip searched in front of 20 male officers. Which I guess the big deal in this, they had warrants to do this, but the problem was normally when there's a strip search being conducted, it should be in front of the same sex as the person who's being strip searched.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I guess they just figured that they were used to it, so they would be fine with it.
I don't know. And that's what's happening in Daytona Beach, Florida.
They just figured they were strippers and they didn't have any dignity?
I guess so. I mean, isn't that a little questionable that you've got... That you've got the 20 male officers and then the strippers, I mean, were they wearing like those little like edgy bikini things?
Yeah,
they
were wearing
just getting
like
a hand down there.
A little tiny dress that
Wait,
comes
what's
off
this?
With a little underwear.
Yeah, right.
That's not really covering much of anything, and then they take that off.
What's this role? Is this you know? it turns out to be a one. You know, they've got all this money in there, and I don't know what they're. I mean, it's got to be a scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to make sure that they found the drugs they were looking for.
Well, I
even
think
even if they were someplace that
yeah, I think
that
they were
it would be bad.
I think they were looking for a little bit more, though, really.
You think they were looking to hide stuff too?
Well, I think they wanted to get a hands-on experience with them, anyways. Moving right along, this one comes to us
I
from
love
Georgia.
Strippers.
You do?
No.
This comes to us from Georgia. Georgia police shut down a girl's lemonade stand.
Oh.
I know, it's pretty
sad. You know
sad.
What I wish I had? Wait.
What's that?
Do you remember back in the day?
Lemonade stand.
The old game.
The game.
Yes.
That was great. I did love that. Georgia police have shut down a homemade lemonade stand run by three girls trying to save up money to a trip to a water park in the summer. It turns out that they said they have to have a permit that costs $50 a day or $180 per year. One 14-year-old girl says that she had to listen to the police and shut it down. She's now doing chores and yard work to make up the money so they can do the trip.
Are you kidding?
That's what's happening.
They couldn't... They shut it down? Like, they shut it down.
And that's what's happening in Georgia.
So they legit can't... They can't sell lemonade at their lemonade stand?
Nope.
What kind of a world do we live in?
I know. It's pretty sad. They're really cracking down on this stuff. They cracked down on, Oh, is this the music?
Lemonade.
That was it. Okay.
Do you know how long I used to play lemonade stand?
That sort of sounds familiar.
No, this is just the intro. And then they fill it up with
the little thing goes up?
Looks a little bit phallic. Because it's the M and the little... Part in the M
is filling up the glass.
Filling up the glass with yellow fluid.
Yeah, it's
not
really not
the best design.
Yeah, I never thought about
of
that.
Time. I used to get so psyched for the lemonade stand game. Wait, this is not very exciting. This is like.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice.
That's the music it would play if it was really hot that day.
Oh, right.
And then you
summertime.
Decide how many glasses of lemonade you would make.
Wasn't that summertime?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so these poor kids, these 14-year-olds, now they can't. I know.
We're so
it's
old.
It's like barely a game.
It's not even
a
game.
It's you're pressing a button.
No, it's not a game. It's like an investment game.
I guess it's sort of like that. It teaches you things. Yeah, I don't know.
Teaches you how to lose money on Wall Street.
So these poor kids.
I feel bad for them.
I mean, they're not going to get to their water park.
They're not.
And we were talking
what
about earlier.
What are they going to do? How are they going to get to Water Country?
I don't know if they're going to Water Country.
Have some fun.
Oh, more lemonade. And I think that, didn't we do a story, we were talking about this earlier, that the police were shutting down like a Girl Scout operation? Wow, what happens there?
Sunny.
Oh, well, it's sunny. That's a good time.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Moving right along.
Moving right along.
In Ohio, we have a foursome that tried to take an Ohio Taco Bell art.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, not lemonade. We're talking Taco
oh.
Bell. Workers at an Ohio Taco Bell, so the four people wanted more than nachos.
Is this
nachos.
A...
Nachos.
Is this a...
They tried stealing...
A combination a, Taco Bell?
Well, again, they don't have that detail, which is a
How
really important
they
detail.
That? Because I drove by...
I don't know.
...yesterday, a combination Taco Bell / Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Fried fish and tacos.
Well, these people were trying to make out with more than tacos. They actually removed the painting from the wall, and they had it to the car, but a manager at the Taco Bell recognized one of the people as a former employee.
What kind of art is in the Taco Bell?
I don't know, right? Seriously, why do you want to steal something from the Taco Bell? Anyways, that's what's happening in Ohio.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. Make a
This
is that the weekly Taco Bell news?
That might be. That's an interesting thing. That is a clip of three different commercials put together. They had many different... I did a lot of research on Taco Bell
Wait,
here earlier.
Wait, let me hear that again.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Make a ride
for
the party. So, a little chihuahua.
Yeah, the little chihuahua,
so
which was a big...
incorrect, but it was hilarious.
It was pretty funny, and that was a big... we're going to play some more commercials that have that. But that was... So there was the little dog. No, we're not talking about lemonade, Stan.
We're not?
No, we're not. And then there's the run.
Quiero Taco Bell.
So I figured we'd have that.
Did that one imply too much running to the bathroom?
I would guess. I would guess so, right? I mean, seriously.
That's what happens usually when you have Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Well, that is officially the week of weird news.
Oh.
But I'll tell you. I have some other, I don't know how much time we got here.
But you got other stuff.
I do have, I looked up some information on Taco Bell. I got a lot of other interesting, all right, I can turn you off if I need to. I did some other interesting things about, the research about Taco Bell.
I can't
Bell.
Be on anymore. Let's
get on Taco Bell.
Make a run.
Love the sound clip.
So I went to look up since Taco Bell this what was the story last week? We had another story of Taco Bell last week. It's like we've had like three stories I feel like recently about Taco Bell.
It was some of the soda made the kids
oh, that's
people
right.
fall
on the
down.
Ground. Yeah.
They press X.
Right. So I looked up some other weird stories about some Taco Bell. I don't know if it was a combination one again, but we have, this is going back a year ago. I don't know where this was. Miami. Oh, Florida. Perfect.
Miami.
So this woman ordered from a drive-thru Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
And instead of getting her order, she got a bag full of $2,000 cash.
Nice.
I know, right?
What'd she do?
She drove away. And
I would have driven away, too.
According to when
Real
the story
fast.
Was there. I know. That they didn't necessarily they didn't catch her. They didn't get a plate. The cameras didn't get a plate number or anything like that.
Excellent.
They said that the manager, the store policy was to put the deposit in an actual to-go bag for Taco Bell.
Oh.
Probably not the best idea. So there's that.
I would love if that happened to me.
Get a Taco Bell.
Make a run.
And then we have, and I like this one. Another. This was about 2 years ago, but still good to bring up. We have a Taco Bell drive-thru that the radio system between the drive-thru and the restaurant was hacked. So someone else had a radio and that could talk through the drive-thru part.
Uh-huh.
And they were just yelling obscenities. And people were just leaving. They didn't know what was going on.
Oh.
It's kind of funny. I don't have the picture, but they had to put a close sign on the drive-thru part because people were just getting yelled at. I would have done something a little bit funnier.
When was that?
This was in 2009.
Oh.
February 2009.
Do you know what I heard happened last week?
What's that?
There was a Taco Bell employee who had worked 22 days in a row and had requested July 4th holiday off.
Yeah.
But didn't get it. So he quit, but he changed the sign to say, I quit, like, Alex and F you and a little smiley face.
What, like the sign on the
yeah,
big sign on the board?
Sign
oh, that's
outside.
Awesome.
There's a picture. If you do a search for it, you can find the picture. I think it happened like last week. It was hilarious.
And then we've had lots of other stories. I think I mentioned this one a while ago. This is maybe about a month ago, where we had the person who was upset about the price of
the burritos
that went up, and
yeah.
he fired BB guns.
Yeah.
And they actually had a SWAT team at back at his hotel that had to like
Wait,
get them down because it was the difference between 99 cents and like $1.49 for
uh-huh.
a burrito.
Uh-huh.
And so there was that standoff. And he's now faced
the 50% markup.
It is pretty high, but he's now faced 20 years in jail.
Really? He just had BB guns though. He didn't have.
Yeah, it wasn't a real. It wasn't
other...
a real gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And then there's lots of other stories. We can go on and on about this, but there's been many cases of people that have been passed out in the drive-thru lane of Taco Bell. There's a woman who had like a load of drugs in her front seat and she was just sleeping. And the same thing happened with a guy here. This was in Wisconsin.
Also happened at McDonald's or is this a Taco Bell exclusive phenomenon?
Well, I did find it with a Taco Bell move.
How do you find this? Do you just do a Google search for Taco Bell news?
I was looking through, a lot of Taco Bell in the news.
Crazy.
And then I thought it was interesting, a little information on Taco Bell. It was established in 1962.
Really?
If you can believe that. And I always wondered what the Bell part of Taco Bell was.
Can't believe it's been
around
so long.
But it was founded by a guy named Glenn Bell, so that might be the Bell part. You know that? I don't know where the whole Bell thing came from. But I thought it was interesting if we could play this real quick. I do have a one of the earliest ads I found was from 1979, and this thing looks so dated, but I thought I'd play this here. Take a look.
Oh, it looks good, though. Oh, it looks good.
Oh, it looks good, right?
It looks, like, way fresher than it looks now.
I know. Look how dated this looks.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Taco
Bell. The fresh food place. Wow.
I don't know what that is.
Gasoline rationing imminent. A report of the
wow. That gives you a sign of that.
What did he say?
Gasoline rationing
imminent.
Here's another ad from the 90s.
When you say taco, there's 50 cents.
This is epic.
All it takes is Taco Bell. Hard to believe.
Now it doesn't look good anymore.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so hungry right now, Derek.
Are you going to get Mexican?
I'm starving. We might have to get Mexican.
Right. Nice.
So hungry. It's Julie Chen.
Here's an interesting story.
Go ahead.
If I just play a little bit of this, here's a couple who got married at a Taco Bell.
What?
I know, right?
Saying I do, surrounded by family, friends, and tacos. Paul and Cara Brooks got married in a Taco Bell in Normal, Illinois, and they're here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Paul. Best wishes, Cara.
What's with the zebra rug?
Whose idea was it to get married at Taco Bell?
I guess it was mine.
People look normal, too.
I said it almost halfway as a joke.
They do look normal.
The original idea was to just do a courtroom, you know, just go
like
in
normal
and,
enough
and
not
take
to get married
the paperwork and really not make a big deal out of it at all, but... the courthouse was actually booked the day that we wanted it. So, and you know, thank the Lords that you know it was, because none of this would have happened if we hadn't done that. So, I had a friend who was an ordained minister.
What do we have to do to get on the news, Derek? We have to,
I know, right?
Like, have the world's biggest.
Like this.
Should we, you know, here's what we should do. The next time it's one of our birthdays,
yeah.
We should have our birthday party at a McDonald's Playhouse.
Well, that would be fun.
We can jump
but,
in the
know,
ball.
They're doing away with all that stuff
what?
Now. They're making McDonald's more like a classy experience. And
how can McDonald's be a classy experience?
They want it to sort of be that image of like Starbucks. They're taking all those Playlands
what?
Away, actually. Yeah, I heard about that.
Why?
Yeah.
The Playlands are so great.
I know. I love the ball pit. It's getting a little smelly these days.
It's full of germs.
Snowballing pretty quickly.
Anyways, I thought
some of the highlights.
That's weird.
I thought that was interesting with the Taco.
That's very weird.
Taco Bell news.
The $15 dress.
$15 dress. Well, what else can we do to get on the news? Thought,
you know, I know. We got to do something.
Can we turn off that story?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's
We can have our birthday party at the McDonald's Playhouse?
We could. Well, we could if we could still find them, but they're really getting rid of those.
Aren't they off of 95 somewhere? There's lots of those.
There must be one around still. Yeah, I would think so.
They're going to tear it down? They're going to, like, demolish all the playhouses?
Yeah, they're in process. It's happening down south, like in, I don't know, like the D.C. area. I've heard.
Are they really trying to make McDonald's, like, a more classy
They really are. It's supposed to be kind of like that Starbucks feel where they want to create a place where people will want to spend more time at. That's their whole thing.
But it's McDonald's.
I know, it's McDonald's. It's weird, right? All of our life has been kind of the same.
Like, you go there and you get, like, a chicken
you
nugget
get
Happy Meal
that's
and
like
a
quick.
Coke, and you're really excited.
Yeah.
And you eat there, and you stay there for, like, 20 minutes.
That's what happens.
And then you roll out.
You roll out.
You roll
that's
out.
That's it. It's fast food. That's the whole point
it's
of it.
Fast food,
so
exactly.
I don't understand they're trying to be something other than fast food when they're kind of the icon of fast food, right? It's just very strange.
You know what I'm size for right now?
What's up?
Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, the food game's going to be interesting.
Some hot and sour sauce. Or sweet and sour. Sweet and sour. Or the hot mustard. Or the barbecue sauce. Or they have some new sauces. I don't know. But, you know, I don't go to McDonald's that often. Maybe like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good.
It is good.
As much as I want to hate on it, and I do hate on it, I don't eat there more than once a year. Maybe like on a road trip or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's good when I go.
It is good.
And I always feel bad after. Always. Every single time. I feel...
You mean like sick?
I feel fat.
Oh, that's not good.
I feel greasy.
Yeah.
I feel low class. I feel like I didn't graduate high school.
Yeah.
I feel salty.
That's okay. It's not like you're going there all the time. You're just, like you say, you're in and out.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what I also love also?
Uh-huh.
Wendy's.
Oh, the country girl. Yeah.
Wendy's cheeseburger, number one with cheese is like amazing from Wendy's. Because it's got the square, the square burger, but it's got the fresh lettuce and tomato and onion. So good.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Vegetarian. I mean, the thing I liked about the country
baked
girl.
Potato.
That's what they used to have. I don't know. Do they still do that?
They still have it. They
okay.
Silly.
So, yeah, that's what I used to get. And that would be kind of like the only thing I could get. So I kind of like that.
What would you get that with?
Like broccoli or something.
And sour cream? You like sour cream on the baked potato?
I think it's like cheese. Pretty much everything that's
cheese?
Not meat. I think that's what they did.
What's wrong with sour cream?
I don't know.
No? Are you not a sour cream guy? You don't like sour cream?
No, I like it with some things like nachos. Definitely
not
like
potato?
Maybe not potato.
Oh, I get so excited.
Nachos? I don't know.
I like a little butter and sour cream.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper it up. Yeah. I'm so hungry right now. I'm so hungry. Oh.
Wow. Well, should we take a break?
Yes.
And then get back to...
I've got some annoying commercials ready.
Annoying commercials?
Yes.
Fantastic.
This has become the stream of consciousness show.
It's really... They're really entertaining and they're really interesting. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with some weird commercials.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Are you in the market for a new used van? When you think vans... Think Vans, Fan Band, Fan Lot. Hello, I'm Vance, Van, and I sell the sweetest vans in the city. They've got 8-track players, waterbeds, airbrush mural, beaded curtains.
Hey Vance, what's that weird burning smell?
Never you mind that, kid. You'll understand when you're older. Hey, okay, my vans don't come with satellite radio and GPS and la-di-da, but they do have character and carpeted walls. So, when you think Vans Van Vans Van Lot. Conveniently located down by the old abandoned airport that's probably haunted. You know the one. And remember, if Vans Van Vans Van Lots are rocking, be sure to stop in and buy a van. From me, Vans Van Van.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Professional, the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
And we're back at a million decibels.
That was pretty loud.
Oh, I think I'm loud, too.
I don't know what happened.
I'm a teeny bit loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I think I'm good now.
Vance Van.
If I cackle, it's like...
Turn you down a little bit.
Yeah,
I want to check out that place.
Vance Van Van?
Yeah.
You can buy a van. You can get beaded curtains.
They don't have satellite radio.
They don't have satellite radio?
I guess not.
Oh, then forget it. Forget it. Anyway, I just wanted to end with some of the annoying commercials that I didn't get to during last week's show. So I came across some really good ones, and I of course played the Pop-Tarts one and the Poison commercial.
I love the
The Pop-Tarts one. Do you love that?
It's pretty great. It's really it's kind of
Pop-Tarts moments are the bomb.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Just for those of you who weren't into it last week. The world looks mighty fine. Pop-Tarts happy sunshine time. And you might just start to sing songs like a meadow lark. Stretch and yawn, blow a kiss to mom, cause Pop-Tarts mornings are the bomb. Pop-Tarts mornings are the bomb.
I guess so.
So, you know, I have a question about a certain thing. Like, I have questions every time I hear commercials about this.
When you have an intense feminine itch, this is the last place you want your itch cream to fail. Vagisil Maximum Strength Cream is the strongest medicine you can buy to relieve itch fast. No wonder more women...
Now, frankly speaking...
Itch?
Frankly speaking, okay? On a regular day, I do not have an intense feminine itch.
Uh-huh.
On a regular day.
On a regular day. Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Maybe there are some times when things are not perfectly balanced in your chemistry,
mm-hmm.
You need to go to your general practitioner and get an antibiotic.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
It happens.
It's something that happens to yourself. It's not an infectious thing.
Yeah.
But on a regular day, I do not have an intense feminine itch.
Yeah, that's probably good.
They make it sound like it's every day for some people.
Yeah, according to that ad, it does sort of sound that way.
And why does the Vagisil come in a very large tube? If you need a large tube of Vagisil, then you might want to go to your general practitioner. They should sell it in like a 1-ounce tube.
Well, the fun thing is, with a large tube, it's fun to replace it with toothpaste. That's a fun one.
Maybe I'll try that at home.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
He's okay.
He almost took,
Derek's
almost
cat just tried to jump onto the counter, but he actually did not make it.
He almost took the nuts with him.
He did almost take the nuts with him. He's over there. He looks like he's doing okay, though.
He decided to just get some water instead.
He fell down.
Did
he? Yeah.
Did he land on his paws?
He landed backwards.
Oh, did he?
He didn't have time to twist around, poor thing.
Poor Sammy. You all right there, buddy?
He's probably just mostly humiliated.
Yeah, he's just having some water. He's full. Jeez.
Anyway, here's another commercial that I found. And it's better with the video, but it's for Grecian 5, which is hair dye. Like that stuff you put in
just for
cover
men?
The grays. Yeah, like just for men.
Uh-huh.
But it's...
It's
creepy, like a child molester creepy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... for feminine itch for guys.
No.
I want to look the way I feel. I'm a Grecian man. Don't want to be somebody I'm not. Just want to bring out everything I've got. Grecian man.
Somebody explain that to me. Was that a rap, or like was it like a creepy
Grecian
five?
I don't know. It makes me feel like maybe I should start losing some hair. It sounds like it'd be exciting to get
sexy.
Like move into that. That whole thing is a different experience.
That's so creepy.
That is really kind of creepy. It really makes me uncomfortable.
Doesn't it
really
make you uncomfortable?
It's forceful. It's like they're forcing it on people that might feel bad about their hair loss. And it's
no,
like,
it's
oh.
not hair loss. It's graying.
Well, whatever. Same difference.
It's the same thing.
It's eventually, the next step is it's going to come out.
Oh.
I mean, right? Coloring it, it's not going to, I mean, eventually it's just going to fall out. So, I mean, it's the same difference. No, this is making them feel better about their hair issues then.
No. Well, I mean, you know, if you need to cover some gray, it's all good. But, like, I don't know. That's not the way to really get at you, is it?
It's really creepy. Like you say, it's creepy.
It's creepy.
You know what it might be? It might be like fooling the younger people that you're actually younger. That's just this angle that I see. That could be, you know what? And that's why they're playing that crazy, like, sexy sort of music.
Awful.
Yeah.
Speaking of McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
I hate this McDonald's McNuggets commercial. I hate it.
I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all. McNuggets, 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 McNuggets.
It's like regular donk.
Is
they
this
sent,
real?
They sent their video into McDonald's.
And it made it.
And it made it, and they got sized.
Yeah,
I want to punch those guys in the face.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that more than once.
Sucks.
Wow.
I also really, really hate this Orajel commercial.
All the great products.
Yes.
The toothache was excruciating pain. I tried the pain pill thing. When does it kick in? I put the Orajel on my teeth. I immediately felt relief.
Orajel. The pain goes away right away.
Orajel says to my toothache pain, you're done.
Why is she so angry? Why?
What's the funny talk? What's the... She's talking funny, yeah, and she's very
she
worked up about
so
it.
She's so angry and worked
yeah.
up. Listen.
Toothache was excruciating pain. I tried the pain pill thing. When does it kick in? I put the Orajel on my
so
teeth.
Pissed.
I immediately
when does it kick in?
That's awesome.
The pain goes away.
She's even
right
pissed
away.
about the end.
To my toothache pain, you're done.
You're
Whoa.
Done?
Yeah.
She said, you're done.
She's talking funny, too. That sounds funny to me.
She's just talking.
The old person?
She's no, she looks like she's in her 40s.
Okay.
She's just angry.
She sounds a little older than that.
Angry and get ready to do the potty dance.
What's the potty dance? Oh, no.
Mommy, I gotta go potty.
Then it's time to potty dance.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Put your left hand out, put your right on top, and then you let it drop. You do the hula hoop, put your knees together, and then you cross your legs, and you shake it around. You do the potty dance. Put your left hand out, put your right on top, and then you let it drop. You do the hula hoop, put your knees together, and you cross your legs, and then you shake it around. You do the potty dance. Yeah! Go download the potty dance at pullups.com and say...
You can download the potty dance at pullups.com.
I can't go to that site for many reasons.
Was pull-ups the... No, that was a Love's commercial. The one with the improper...
Poop,
yeah,
there it
the
is.
Poop, there it is.
Yeah, that was great. This really
yeah.
makes me think of that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that same kind of feeling. Wow.
Speaking of the potty dance, and now we have colon flow.
Colon flow, what
Gas,
is...
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes... If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day.
What about the
Even
fecal?
More
what about feces?
If you're going less often. But now there's colon flow. Non-prescription colon flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now.
Do you know what I hate, secretly?
Ah.
I hate when things claim to get rid of toxins, because that's what
yeah,
your
everything.
Liver is for.
Everything is about the toxins.
The toxins.
Oh, this will get rid of the toxins.
Yeah.
Everybody goes crazy about that.
I bet your liver gets so bitter every time someone says, I'll get rid of the toxins, and your liver goes, what about me?
Right.
That's what I'm doing down here. Unappreciated.
Right. Natural things, like people, they try to make ads for people that think there's no other way to get this thing out without this product.
And what are you trying to get rid of anyway?
The toxins.
The toxins. The unnamed toxins.
Wow. All the collections that you had so far are all, like, very uncomfortable feeling commercial.
Very
they just kind of make you, like, stop. Make it stop. I don't want to see, no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. It doesn't apply to me. I don't need it. Are those must be, like, daytime and late night commercials.
I've
like,
seen
those
a lot of these in daytime, but I've seen the Oriental commercial at all hours of the day,
yeah.
And it gets on my nerves. She looks angry, too, when she's talking about it.
Well, she sounds really angry.
She's really angry.
Yeah.
But you know what really gets on my nerves?
Uh-oh.
The Di Serono ads.
Oh, yeah.
Not the ones with the people dancing and they're like, Di Serono, I love it. I hate the ones with a guy who's very hot, by the way.
I vaguely remember these. I feel like it's...
He's very hot, good looking, easy on the eyes, but he's telling you how to make the simplest recipe I've ever seen in my entire life. One of them is Di Serono on the rocks.
Right. I love doing that.
Put some ice in a glass,
yeah.
Pour some Di Serono in. And you're done. You made a fantastic drink.
Wait, I'm so
wow.
confused. I tried to put the ice in the bottle and then the glass on top, and I couldn't figure it out.
You need to watch the Di Serono commercial.
Apparently.
Here's another
I'm not a huge fan, anyway.
Very complicated recipe from DiSerono.com.
Welcome to Di Serono as you like it. Today we like Di Serono on the rocks and lemon. Start with ice. Di Serono, the original. 1.5 ounces and it's Di Serono on the rocks. Lemon. Squeeze. There you have it. Di Serono on the rocks and lemon.
Sorry, I went into the grease pipe commercial. Wait, I'm confused.
Huh.
So first you put in...
And you may need to play it again so I can get it.
Yeah,
I heard something about ice in a glass and then I got lost.
I know. I just, when they started talking about put the measurements and everything,
mm-hmm.
I just got totally lost. So do we need a measuring cup for this?
No, I think you put the Di Serono in an empty ice tray.
Okay.
And then you get the glass out. You wait for the ice and then you put the ice in the glass.
What happens with a lemon? Was there a lemon involved?
Yeah, but you know what? He said there would be a lemon, but he never told you what to do with it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't know.
You want to listen to it again, see what happens?
One more time, yeah.
All right, I'm so confused.
Okay, here
we go. Do you
have
these
Di Serono,
by the way? I don't like
no,
it.
No, I'm not a big fan.
It's like ass.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Di Serono on the rocks and lemon. Start with ice. Di Serono.
Ice.
The original.
Ice.
1.5 ounces, and it's Di Serono on the rocks. Lemon. Squeeze. There you have it.
Oh, you
lemon
have to squeeze the lemon. There you go.
Okay.
I was so confused.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh. The other commercial that's... gets on my nerves is this another J.G. Wentworth commercial.
What is that?
It's my money and I need it now.
I don't even know what they are.
It's my money and I need it.
It's just a bunch of people screaming.
It's my money and I need it now.
I hate it.
It's my money and I need it now.
How is this not annoying?
It's my money and I need it now.
This is so stupid.
It's your money.
And you need it now.
Oh.
I don't even know what J.G. Wentworth is.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
And he comes at the end. Get your money. What money? I need, if there's money for me to claim, I need to know how
I
to get it.
I need money now.
It's my money and I need it now.
That is so horrible.
It's horrible.
That sounds like a daytime thing.
We'll end with a commercial that I actually really like, because I'm from the D.C. area.
Okay,
and
good.
We have
a
karate place called
90 Seconds.
Junri, and it's fantastic. The ad is amazing. It's from the 70s.
Oh,
they
right.
still play it. It's amazing. Nobody bothers me.
Nobody bothers me. Nobody bothers me.
USA 1000.
Call USA 1000. Jewelry means might for right.
Nobody buys.
60
Nobody
seconds.
Bothers me.
Nobody buys me.
If
oh,
you haven't
great.
Seen that commercial, it's like two little Asian
that.
Kids at the end, and they go, nobody bothers me. And the little boy goes, nobody bothers me either. And then he winks. Like that. It's amazing. Oh,
that's pretty great.
All right,
good,
people.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you both for listening.
Yeah. It's already that time. Wow, that went by fast.
Yes, it did go by fast.
Well, we'll be back next week with more fun and excitement.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I'm going to be at work.
Okay.
At this time.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We'll
might,
figure it out.
We might be a different time.
Might be a Saturday
Same
show.
Same place.
Could be a Saturday show.
Anyways.
Good, pretty good communication.
Well... We work it out.
All right, we'll see.
You'll find out next week.
We'll see you next week.
Part of the excitement.
All right, bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
10 seconds. I know you're still living your life
after death. This is the Derek and K Show.